All right, this is the Marysville Board of Education annual organizational meeting of Monday, January 7th, 2013. May I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Rainey.
Here.
Mrs. Greer.
Here.
Mrs. Devine.
Here.
Mr. Lassiter.
Here.
Mrs. Power. Here.
Okay, can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? Right here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, thank you. All right, next up is the election of the board president. Our board policy calls for a member of the board to be elected annually at this particular meeting to be the board president. Said election shall be by roll call vote, and majority of the board is necessary to elect the president. So the floor is open for nominations for board president.
I, Doug Lassiter, hereby nominate Jeff Maiden.
Okay. Are there any further nominations? Hearing none, I need a motion to close the nominations for president, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Can I get a roll call, please?
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Rainey.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay. Then as a roll call vote, I need a motion to elect Jeff Maybe as the president of the board for the 2013 year.
Moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Can I get a roll call, please?
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Maybe.
Yes, and I certainly appreciate the confidence again in allowing me to lead the board for another year. It's going to be another exciting year, I'm sure. So, all right, next up is the election of the vice president. I don't know why I have that thing on. Again, board policy requires us to call for a vote of the membership for the vice president to be voted on at this organizational meeting. So the floor is open for nominations.
I, Tracy Greer, hereby nominate Sue Devine.
Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, then I need a motion to close the nominations, please.
Moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Maybe.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. I need a motion to elect Sue Devine as the Vice President of the Marysville Board of Education for 2013, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Maybe.
Yes. Okay, motion carries. Congratulations to you, Mrs. Devine.
Thank you very much. Look forward to working with you and working for the board.
Moving up the table.
And you move up a spot. It gets a little hotter as you move up farther up the table. I just want to tell you that. All right, then I now need a motion to adopt the January 7th, 2013 agenda, please.
Moved.
I will second that. Any discussion? Hearing none, I need a roll call, please. That's right. We're moving right along here. I know we are. It's a good meeting to do it.
That's so. Right. Okay. Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mrs. Maybe.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up is we need to establish a meeting date, time, and place. Currently, the request has been to move it from the fourth Thursday of the month to the third Thursday of the month. And as I looked at the calendar even today, that seems to work out better for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so excluding this month, we need to be on the fourth Thursday this month. After this month, then go to the third Thursday.
Why do we have to move this?
Because she's going to be out of town.
Oh, you wanted the fourth instead of the third.
No, she wanted the third instead of the fourth, except for this
one. We had a request from some people in the community because it's the same night as city council.
Okay.
And that seems to make sense to me. People want to be in two places at the same time. So,
And you assured us that there were no business issues that would conflict with us having it in the...
No, not really.
A lot of our meetings last year we did have on the third Thursday.
We had a lot of meetings, and we were
but
all
over
the place.
But that's how we were kind of scheduling them around, except for the ones...
Well, then my work actually changed. They changed to Wednesday so that I can come here on Thursday. So,
okay. So then I need a motion to establish the meeting date, time, and place, moving from the fourth Thursday to the third Thursday, except for this month.
Moved. Second.
Moved second. Was there any further discussion on that? I meant to make a motion beforehand.
Did you? So you looked, and it's pretty consistent throughout. Or is it?
Yeah, because if we moved, if we kept it on the fourth Thursday, we would have to do the third Thursday for November and for November and December. Because I think one of them is the 26th, and one of them is.
So we can just kind of plug them in like that.
Yeah. So we're awesome. We should fly right straight across. And there were no other holidays that it looked like to me. When's spring break this year? Anybody know?
It's the end of March, I believe.
Okay, so we're not even
right.
conflicting with that.
March,
so,
right.
So that seems to be okay. So, any other further discussion on that? Hearing none, then I need a roll call, please.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
And Mr. Reed.
Yes, motion carries. Okay, next up, I need a motion to establish compensation for board members, please.
Moved.
I will second that. That compensation is $125 per meeting, which I believe was set all the way back in 2003. And does anybody see a reason to modify that?
It actually
wouldn't be for us. It's for the.
Right, it would be for the next.
For the next.
Whoever is elected for next year.
Correct.
It would only affect them.
Correct.
It would not affect Sue and me.
Right, or us this year.
Because mm-hmm. that's next year.
Right, well, you have the same vote next year, so it's only for a year at a time.
Right.
Yes. Okay, any further discussion on that?
I don't know. Do you want to reduce it? I mean, that's the maximum
can be. I don't have a problem reducing it to like 100 instead of 125 or something. I don't know. I mean, it's not like any of us are doing this.
Yeah, I'm not really getting rich off of that. So.
Yeah, I mean,
if you want to, if people are okay reducing it down to 100, I mean, I think that's probably a good show of faith, anyways. That you know,
yep.
you want to reduce it. All right.
Yes, I would.
All right. So then, let's take that down to 100 a meeting, for 12 meetings. The rest of them are on you.
On the fan.
Okay. Was there any further discussion on that?
Nope.
Hearing none, I need a roll call then, please.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Mady.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up, I need a motion to approve or to establish the board service fund of $7,500 that was set in 1997. As you know, if we don't use that, it just rolls back into the general fund, whatever we don't use. It's not a rolling accumulation. So I need a motion to approve that, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moving second. Any further discussion on that?
How much do we have? We typically, that's like for seminars.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea?
At the most, 5,000 at the most I've seen, mm-hmm. not that much.
Then why don't we reduce it if we never use it?
It just stays in. We just
use what we use.
Yeah, we did that last. We talked about that last year.
Yeah,
it's
not like
it rolls over.
We're not building a huge fund. It's just it's just there to use. And if you don't use it, just
it's for like training seminars.
Training when we bring professional development in to do stuff and stuff like that.
Can that be used like say if we had a combination where we wanted to do like some kind of a. Professional development with administrative staff in the board.
Yes.
You know, could it be used for that?
Yes, it could.
Okay.
Good.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, then I need a roll call.
Mrs. Devine?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mrs. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Mady?
Yes.
And Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up, I need a motion to designate the newspaper for the meeting notification, please. Anybody want to make that motion?
So moved.
Just a second. Thank you. And obviously that designates the Marysville JT as our newspaper to put our meeting notifications in. Any further discussions on that? Hearing none, a roll call, please.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mrs. Devine?
Yes.
And Mrs. Powers?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up, I need a motion to revise our board policy to end. Actually, it's not really that. It's just a motion to appoint our board members to committees. I sent you a board committee list. First off, I just get a motion to approve that, please.
Second.
Moving second. Okay, so I sent you that committee list. I didn't hear anything back, so I assume everybody was okay with the assignments that they were given.
I know what I've done on my committees, but are these, do we still feel like all these committees are...
Some of them are required by law.
Okay, some are required by law.
And the tax abatement committee is required by law. And quite honestly, I think we're going to get the extracurricular council, I think, is probably going to come into play here probably next month, right? Our goal setting committee is going to come into effect when we start doing the strategic plan.
Okay.
When is that? Next month starting?
Okay.
So.
And the board policy committee is rocking and rolling.
That's right. So I think the ones that we have to do by law, though we don't do very much with them, we still have to have them. Okay. And then.
And were we going to add? Were we adding like a safety?
We were, but I thought we were going to kind of work on that a little bit to make it to kind of. I mean, I don't know what you and Amy have been doing on that, but at this point, I didn't think we were ready to form a board committee on it just yet. Maybe next year, maybe as it comes along as an ad hoc committee, we can kind of see how that plays out.
Is that falling kind of under the superintendent's advisory thing?
That could be what we're doing. A different committee.
Are we doing, is it the...
Yours is kind of an ad hoc committee.
Okay.
It could still be a superintendent committee, though.
Yes. That's what I mean.
Not a board.
It's not a board committee.
It's not a board committee.
Right.
Okay.
So.
Did you want to be like the legislative liaison?
No, ma'am.
No, get a burning desire for that.
No.
Okay. Were there any other changes or questions on that? Any other discussion? Okay, if not, then I need a roll call, please.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Sorry.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mrs. Devine?
Yes.
Mrs. Power?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up, I need a motion to approve our annual standing resolutions, and that is A through N. Can I get a motion to approve those, please?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moving second. Just quickly, I'll just run right through those real quick. And if you have any questions on them while I'm rolling through, stop me.
It could be like any changes in here, I guess, before we get going there. If there's anything changed from the past, there, if you indicate that would be...
Is there where?
H. Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah, I was going to... Okay. So quickly, A is our purchasing agent. That's to designate the superintendent as our purchasing agent for the school district. Allow her to purchase orders within the limits of our appropriations. Second is interim employment of personnel that allows the superintendent to hire people on an interim basis prior to formal board approval. Third is our superintendent is authorized to accept resignations. So we designate the superintendent as our agent on behalf of the board to accept resignations, obviously which have been submitted when the board's not in session, which I don't believe has ever happened. Someone resigning at a board meeting. So, the next is to designate the superintendent as our student suspension hearing officer to allow her to issue suspensions or expulsions on behalf of the board. Next is permission to request advances on tax settlement. That authorizes the treasurer to request advances of property taxes from the Union County auditor for all the amounts available. F is the investment of interim funds that authorizes the treasurer to invest our funds to the maximum benefit of the school district, obviously within the limits of the Ohio Revised Code. G is the payment of bills, authorizes our treasurer to pay on a timely basis our bills that are due and payable for goods, materials, and services. Next is H, which our change was, is our authorization to engage legal counsel. We will now be using the law firms of Peppel and Wagner and Squire and Sanders as district legal counsel for negotiations and matters not handled locally by the prosecuting attorney. I is our insurance consultation. This allows us to use the firm of CBIZ in consultation matters pertaining to our employee insurance benefits. One second. There we go. J is the approval of membership. This is our memberships to the Ohio School Board Association, including our subscriptions to Briefcase and School Management News, the OSBA Legal Assistance Fund, the Union County Chamber of Commerce, the Metropolitan Education Council, and the Education Tax Policy Institute. K is the appointment of acting superintendent. That's the approval that allows the current superintendent to assign the position of acting superintendent when she is out of the district. L is the filing of superintendent and treasurer's ethics forms. We agree to pay the annual filing fees associated with filing of the superintendent and treasurer's ethics forms. M is the substitute tax budget submission. It authorizes our treasurer to submit the substitute tax budget as required by the Union County Budget Commission. And last but not least, signatures for the Union County Farm Service Agency Office. The superintendent and treasurer have the authority to sign documentation for the school district, for the Union County Farm Service Agency as it pertains to the farm ground owned by the school district. I'm sure all of you knew we do have farmland owned by the district. You ever get down there, watch them growing corn, it's very exciting.
Is that for our FFA program?
Yeah, so okay. It's down, you know where that's down here. Have you ever seen it when they grow corn down there? It's down below.
Oh, like past the soccer fields?
Yeah.
In that trail? Oh, yeah, I walked back there. My dog.
All right, was there any further discussion on these particular items? Hearing none, then I need a roll call, please.
Mrs. Devine?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mrs. Powers?
Yes.
And Mr. Lester?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up, I need a motion to approve the date for the 2014 organizational meeting, please. Move and second. Okay, that date is January 6, 2014 at 5:30 in this particular location. Is there any further discussion on that? Everybody all right with that date?
As we know.
All right. Yeah. So for right now, looking a year ahead, it looks all right for now, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Hearing no further discussion then, I need a roll call, please.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mrs. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mrs. Devine?
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries. And that covers all of our organizational business. We're now going to move into a work session to discuss school levies.
Well, Cindy prepared some things for you to look at this evening, and what we did was try to take a first step to kind of give you some different options and then see if you had more questions or things you wanted us to look into. But we did take into account some of the things we've heard from renewals to new to how could we account for the $2 million that was reduced? What would that millage look like? So you have a little snapshot here that Cindy can kind of talk you through as soon as everybody gets it, I guess.
There's some extra ones. What I did was I real quickly looked at where we're at, where we've been, what we're looking at. And the other thing is I'm also looking at for the finance committee, we've been working on the cash policy, so we need to take that in consideration. I think we did that when we were looking at the levy the first time around. So the first block, it says no reductions in spending. That first set, it said an unreserved cash balance with levy passage. Our monthly expenditures is about $3.5 million. So with that, we would have had the passage of the levy, you can see it would have done for 2 years, we would have had at least that 3.5 or real close to it at the end of the fiscal years, either 13 and 14. And then from there on out, we wouldn't. So as we look at it now, that was lost in 12. So if we pass a levy in 13 with no reductions of the spending, you can see 6 mils still would not have gotten us to the 3.5. About 10 mils would have gotten us to the 3.5, but for some reason when I added 10 mils into our into the spreadsheet, it went haywire. So I don't think it likes those big numbers, so I'll have to figure that one out. So I didn't give it to you. But it does give you about a balance in 2013-14 at 3.5 million. So if you go on over to the next set of
Is that items. First set then, assuming that the renewals pass?
Yes, that is with the renewals passing. This first set of block, the first block set of blocks is with the renewals passing. If you look down, go down the columns, that would be without the renewals passing. So if you look at 2014 with a 6 mil levy passing in 2013, you still are at a negative balance. So if you see that, if you go straight down that 2013 6 mil without changes in expenditure, without the renewals, we're still in the negative.
I'm sorry. Where are you looking at on there?
If you look, go straight down.
Oh, there it is. Horizontal. Right there. Okay, thank you.
One set is with passage. This first set is with passage. The second set is without passage of the renewals.
Okay, thank you.
So the renewals, if no passage of the renewals, you'll see that even 6 mils wouldn't get us to where we need to be for next year. Now the next set of blocks, the middle set, is current reductions and with a 2013 levy options, cash balance without any cuts, and then you'll see the cash balance with the cuts. We're still at only half a month of cash balance at the end of the next 2 years with those cuts. The following year, in fiscal year 15, we go down to $349,000. Also remember, this is the end of the year, the end of the biennium. We don't know what's going to happen with TPP. When I looked at this, I did what we said within the proposal to the state. We still haven't gotten that back. It is taking that 2% of any type of salary increase out for next year. The next few years do have the 2% of salary changes.
Do or do not?
Do.
Okay. Do. And we TPP, we got 1% of it, or we got...
And we have 1% taken out for reduction of TPP. Okay.
The budget's supposed to be out next month. I read that Friday.
Yeah, the 4th is when he's supposed to have it to the legislator. So we'll see what happens in that.
But then it doesn't get approved until
June.
If we're lucky.
June 30th is the drop.
Okay.
And I've seen them not be approved on June 30th. So those are the things that we have to look at and make sure that we still understand. Even with the cuts in a 4 mil levy or a 5 mil levy, those two, you can see that we're in pretty good shape through the end of the year with the levies, with the renewals. However, when you start taking out the renewals, if those do not pass, by 2014, we're out of money again, even with the cuts. And then the current reductions, I did the same thing. Instead of putting a new levy in 13, I just flipped it into 14 and did the same thing. And the negative is astronomical. And that bottom one should be a lot more. It should be about 29 million. I probably forgot a couple nines when I was that fingering them in real quick.
So I'm pretty sure we can't run it at minus 26 million.
No, no, you're not. You're at that motion. You're just living, basically. The state will come in. I also put on here a little bit about the TPP hold harmless payments if renewals are not passed on 1%. That's what it would be. If you take that and double that for 2%, you'll see what that would be if they do take the 2% out. So if we lose that also along with the renewals. So that gives you an idea there. So that would even be less. I mean, your negatives would be more than what they are on the sheet already.
And if I read that last line on there, you say the 5 mil levy and the 6.56 are the ones that are affected by the losses. So the 4 mil renewal
does not have anything to do with TPP.
No, we passed that in 2008 after the rollback.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So that's where we're at. I mean, when you're looking at levies and looking at where you're at with your cash and all, having only half a month of cash at the end of the year is not, I mean, it sounds like a lot of money, but it's really not. They recommend 1 to 2 mils. talking to the treasurer today that said at the end of a levy cycle, we always have at least one mill would like to have that, or 1 month would like to have that 2 month cycle. So that makes a big difference, you know, on where we want to do. And that's what we were trying to strive for with the levy passage, was to get us out at least 2 months so we weren't worried about whether or not the tax collections would come in or not.
How far along are you on the board policy in the finance committee?
We're meeting Thursday. I think what we've looked at and where we're at is pretty well. I think it's pretty documented pretty well, and it's basically...
So, I mean, I think we'll have a we'll have some information to share with the board.
Yeah, in January, I think so.
The January meeting?
Our January board meeting, we should,
yeah.
I would think so.
Good, because that's really going to drive some of this, I'm sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that language speaks pretty closely to what Cindy's talking about. I mean, that's how we tried to design this, so we'd end up
Okay. Did you want to talk about the survey a little bit? Do you have it in front of you? Do you want it?
I have. I'll steal Cindy's. I sent to each of you the results from the survey that was completed with some members of the community. It was kind of interesting takeaways. Anybody have anything that kind of shocked them? I know for me, one of the things that really surprised me was the number of people who still today said that their number one source of getting information was the newspaper. I think it was 50.
57, I thought. I mean, it's 50s anyway.
Percent. So we were concerned that we weren't getting enough out in social media, and maybe we weren't getting enough out the other way.
I got to be honest, probably the thing that surprised me the most was the number of people in the district that said we could still continue to make cuts and still provide an excellent education. I mean, that was high 40s, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems that we're still having a difficult time getting our message out there that, you know, these are, you know, we're going to have this effect, and you know, as now we start to cut into our personnel, certainly deeper than we ever have, it's going to have an effect on our district. And it's so I just thought that was certainly interesting.
I think there were lots of I liked the way that summary was broke up and kind of gave you those positive results. 88% rated the quality of education positively, 53% saying it was excellent. 79% agreed that the schools need the levy so the children are adequately prepared for college and careers. 77% agreed that they must support the schools to maintain their own property values. 65% agreed that you can believe what Marysville Schools tells you about their schools. And 59% think that Marysville Schools do a good job with tax money they receive, but only 22% strongly agreed with that. So I think that's something to recognize headed into spring.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we need to remember, if we're going on in May, the deadlines are February 1st and February 6th. So
we pretty much have to decide at our next meeting.
Right.
And I just like the other thing on there that, you know, they had the list of things that positively impacted the voters and their belief that the levy was needed. And, you know, they talk about the fact that teachers and administrators agreed to freeze their salaries for 2 years. But, you know, that made 57% were more likely to vote for the levies, knowing that. But then down at the very bottom, they talk about the most important argument is letting people know that these tax issues will not raise their taxes. So, you know, with these renewals, making sure they know that it's not new money.
I think that's, you know, as we were walking through this, we were talking about new money in here, and it can really easy to get confused as to, you know.
What are they voting for?
Well, yeah, I mean, even our discussion began by talking about, you know, possibility of new money. We talked more about that than we did renewals. So I think it's very important that You know, we're very, as we go, we focus in on getting renewals passed, that's our focus, is talking about.
Right. I mean, I guess, can we at least informally agree that the election coming up in May is going to be for renewals only? Right. I mean, that's got to be our focus for that next election. Is if we don't get those renewals passed, we are going to be in a...
I mean,
there's a lot of people saying that they'd like to see it both put on, but... I'm just scared. Only because if it doesn't pass, we're really bad.
I mean,
my other concern is looking at that horizon that what you put together for us that shows when it's best to try with a levy.
Right here, that.
And as you look forward to these years, knowing what we're looking at out there, how long can we wait?
Right. Basically, March, May 2016 would be our next,
opening,
if you will, on that chart that I sent to you. That would be considered a good time, or the one of the better times to ask. By the time you incorporate everything else into that.
So we're talking 3 years out?
And that's a long...
Because recommendation is, go... Mm-hmm. Give a year to wait, and that's one thing we've heard over and over again, is we have too many issues on. Mm-hmm. The school district continues to ask for money, and the understanding that it's not new money mm-hmm. versus renewal mm-hmm. money, and kind of that renewal cycle that the district has. Mm-hmm. I know at one time we talked about there is the option for the spring of combining the 5 and the 4, mm-hmm. and there even would be the option of considering making that a continual. You could just...
You wouldn't have to vote on it every 5 years.
Right.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And that would really take two of those issues
off the table, I guess. Mm-hmm. Right. Have we ever talked about, and this is just crazy, but throwing it out there, the 6.56, could we pull that up with these other ones?
Yes, you can.
And then that gives you can move up new money earlier. That would give you another window of opportunity if you try and keep that 1 year.
Yes, you can move that up, so you total...
And that would be a lot. That'd be 15.56. Right.
Mm-hmm. It would all be renewal. And certainly that would have to be strong in the messaging. I know that's what they warned about in here, that
right.
You must make it abundantly clear that this levy will not increase their taxes.
Right.
You could do that in November, though, right? You can pull 6.56 up in November, do these in the spring. Get these in, right?
Right.
And then do the 6.56 in November.
Yeah, you could pull that up
in
November.
And that's another renewal, the 6.56?
Yeah, for next year.
Right. Okay.
Rather
than... If we want to do something like that, I would just think it'd be so important to start that conversation early and say, this is our plan. Right. Two renewals now, the other one there. We know that we need new money, but we're trying to stretch it as far as we can.
I think it's important to get a plan out there. I just think that we need to talk more about this than the plan. I think we need to get the plan out there. So this is what our levy, what we think it's going to look like, our levy cycle. Mm-hmm. But then I think our focus needs to be on these, because I'm just afraid that if we start talking about levies in November, new money sometime, and we spend more time talking about that people are going to lose the message that this is not new taxes. That's, mm-hmm. that's my
thought. If you move that up, then your next option would be in 2015 for new. If you mm-hmm. moved it up to this year or packaged it with the 5 and the 4.
And then take, if we go by your grid here, that would move that one window check up one row.
Correct.
Right, it's that one you have there.
Right, so your next option would be 2015.
March, May of 2015.
Correct. Which on Cindy's sheet, if you look across 2015, you can kind of see.
Well, with our reductions, we're $350,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we were to combine the renewals and it didn't pass, is that it? Once you combine them, can you bifurcate them, or do they stay combined?
You've got three times this year that you could put them on. So you've got your May, you've got August, and we have November. So you've got this calendar year to get them passed. The other thing that we need to talk about...
Because your question is that they're packaged. Can you unpackage them?
Yes, absolutely.
I think it only matters when they pass, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing, I know we've talked about it a little bit, I know there's some pros and cons to this, but talking about a income tax as a possibility when I'm talking too far in advance, but for the new money, but to consider that, although I know that there's a delay in getting those monies, but as far as the seniors, there's usually some benefits to an income tax in their view.
There is, and if we use an earned income tax, not the regular school income.
And that's something that you have the potential, that's not a fixed amount, I guess, so at least you have the potential that it grows as the community
grows. It does grow,
which,
yes. Mm-hmm. It's the only
which
type
helps,
of tax
you know,
that
which
does
helps
grow.
Because sustainability issue.
Any of these are not growing. Right. I got the new millage rates, and they're basically right the same as what they were last year, so there's no changes in our millage rates. Our values are up only $400,000 compared to a year ago, so we have no growth there in values, basically. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing there. The other thing is, the 6.56 was original 1989. Your 5 mil is 10 years old, so this will be the, so those two, and even at 10 years old, it's still, right there, 4.5 mils. Mm-hmm. So there's not, you can see that there's not been a whole lot of growth since then. In 1989, there's about quite a bit. It's like 3.6 or 3.4, I believe, is what we're collecting on it, mm-hmm. on effective rate. So, they're older levies, so every 5 years you're passing.
Mm-hmm. I think it makes sense to combine that 5 and 4 for the spring. Now, whether you want to be continuing or not, but I think, I think there's a lot of awareness out there for those levies coming down the pike, and I think it's a, we can start talking about it now, and I agree, it's focus on that. And when we talk about levies, we're talking about those renewals in the spring. There are no new taxes, the loss of those. There's TPP money tied into those, so to replace those would cost you, because you'd have to backfill that TPP money that you're losing out of there. Mm-hmm. So as I look at that, it just seems I've had multiple people come up to me and talk about how many we have out there on they have to go track down how many levies are currently active, and just to combine those and put them on a continuing basis, and people have been paying for them for a while, and I know Doug and I talked a little bit, if you want to, there's many other ways to show your if you're not happy with the way your schools are being run than to have to continually put these renewals on. It's a waste of, I don't want to say it's a waste, but it takes a great deal of time and private donations to run these things, and it's it's just the same thing you've been paying for. So it seems to make sense to me to put them on as a combined, get them taken care of, and move forward. So that's just my take on it.
So you're saying doing the 5 and the 4, and then wait for the other one till the fall?
Boy. 15 sure seems like an awful big discussion to have. Maybe put the 6.56 on in November. Leave yourself a little bit of a window. I mean, we just need to really focus on that 9 that's due this year. Okay. That's my opinion, and that's got to be just a laser focus on that 9 mils to get renewed.
I don't disagree, but I just think we need to have that framework out there, because that is a question almost every meeting that I went to was, well, then when are you going to be back?
Right.
I hear what you're saying, and I get that focus, but I also think we don't want to lose where we are in the picture. So when we communicate, it'd be nice to be able to say, hey, we're going to come on, and if we went for the 15, let's pretend, because I agree with you, that's a pretty big number. But if we went with the 15, 5, 6, the next time we'd be back is... it would be May 2015.
Right.
So...
And who knows what can happen between now and then.
Yeah. I mean, there's another budget in there somewhere, I think, isn't it?
I think it's important to get a framework out there. I think we spend the time we put something out so we can answer those questions when we plan to put these things out. But then I agree with Jeff. Once that's out there, we focus in on getting these. Yeah. And going back to why I think, I know 15 is a big number, but I think if you go back to the last levy when it had failed, and the last levy failure we had, mm-hmm. not the one this late year, but prior to 08, when that failed, I think there was a combined, they tried to combine some.
Yeah, it's combined with them.
So then you're sitting there going, okay, why did it fail? You know, did it fail because it was too big? Did it fail because it's continuing? You know, so I think the fact that we're combining and making it continuing or adding two factors that are probably going to shave a few percentage points of favorability off of it, we probably shouldn't throw another factor in there. So then, you know, if it ends up failing, we start questioning, well, what is it that caused it to fail? So.
So what are you suggesting then?
I suggest we do the continuing combined
nine.
and the nine.
And I strongly think that we have to let the community know what they're looking at mm-hmm. if these don't pass. Mm-hmm. I think it has to be printed, put in.
What's the dollar amount on those two? And what's the collected amount on that 9 million?
It's
just a bond. It doesn't have to be.
3.2 million times 2, about
7.8
probably.
Million? So that's $7.8 million if they don't pass.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole lot bigger than 2 million in cuts.
Mm-hmm.
I agree though. I mean, that's, you know, 7.8. I mean, that would be.
You know, that basically
You're turning it over.
You're going to turn it over.
The state's going to basically come in and tell you what you're going to cut. You'll lose your local control at that point. I mean, it's.
And I think people have to realize this, and I think they have to know it up front, and let them know that this is. Very, very desperate situation that we're in.
I agree, and I think that's kind of the survey kind of supports that discussion. You know, that you know, community will support the combination of those, and it's really kind of either way, 5 years or continuing, unless I read that wrong.
Right.
So.
And did they ask about continuing? Is that one of the questions?
They mentioned.
I don't think they really stressed that.
In our opinion, the school should be able to pass the combined 9 million renewal levy for a continuing period of years, but the schools must make it abundantly clear that this levy will not increase their taxes.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Is there anything else you'd like us to try to put together to bring back to you or to give to you in between that we haven't given you tonight? We had also heard, similar to I think what Amy brought up, that people were interested in new millage now. Mm-hmm. And so I think Cindy articulated it would be about, was it 10 mils?
About 10 mils.
To recover what was.
And I think it's something that's worthy of discussion. Is it scary? Yes. But I think the community also sees right now that we're in a desperate situation for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that. And I think that you're going to have a lot of people stepping up to the bat now that didn't vote before, that are willing to go out and get their vote now in because they don't like seeing the changes that are taking place.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even if that last levy passed, we still in a pretty desperate situation.
If the renewals didn't pass, I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
What's that? Even if the new money passed in November, we'd still be in the same, well, not same, but just as desperate of a situation.
I mean, that's almost $8 million. I mean, it's...
Right. But what I'm saying is, you know, I don't think people realize, but I think they do now.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. We didn't lose by a little. We lost by a lot.
Right.
I think it's... You know, I think it's a good time to kind of step back a little bit, work on the renewals, and talk about that, and take a little bit longer discussion on the new money.
Why is it that we have to wait until 15 or 16?
We don't have to.
It's just when you plot things out, the recommendation. I mean, good ballot
strategy
is to at least give people a year off. to not continue to go back year after year. So the example we were giving, do you remember this chart? So the example we were giving is moving that 6.56 up a year, and then it makes, you know, 2015 a better option. You can certainly do it anytime you want, just looking at strategy and what tends to be most likely to pass, those type of things. It's not good when you go back year after year.
So it's something like if we get through these renewals and we hear from the community saying, let's go back after some money, then we can certainly do that, correct?
Whenever,
Well, it's up to the board. I mean, the board has the choice to do it.
Right.
Yeah, you do it whenever. We're not locked into this chart by any stretch. I mean, it's just a strategy that was presented to us by people who do that.
I know, you know, since we're part of that, what's it called? The Education Tax Policy Institute, which isn't that one guy when we went to that one meeting spoke. And I mean, is that where you got this some of the information from, or are they?
This was part of that packet I sent you about financial.
Oh, right, from the FinRA.
Right, that was one little snippet.
Okay. So I didn't know if you can call up the Education Tax Policy Institute and say, here's our scenario, what recommendations do you have?
Well, we also met with our attorney and ran through our different options and came up with.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just, we haven't really, there's more work that has to be done on the framework, right? This is just, we were just talking about possible windows for getting the new money out there. I mean, but we plan to put together a framework.
Yeah, I mean, this is just kind of a window today. If you look at it today and you wanted to look at your best, you know, if someone says, what's our best opportunity, if you know ballot strategy, it would be the best opportunity to go on the ballot. That's what this is.
Are we going to put that framework together before the renewals are on the ballot or after?
I
personally think that needs to be a part of your whole package.
Yeah.
It would be real nice to be able to stand in front of people and say, okay, we're here now, and we're going to be back in, if this passes now, we're going to be back in November for the 6.56 renewal, and then you won't see us again till 2015 or whatever.
Whatever that would be. Okay.
So we need to get that wrapped up pretty quick if we're going to start. Because, levy campaign, I guess officially would start at the end of the month, but we probably ought to start working on that.
Mr. Chapin is here, who's graciously volunteered to head up the committee with Chris, and she should be coming in. So that's, you know, they've already started. We've met before Christmas break, been emailing, those kind of things, they've received a copy of the report as well to help start putting that kind of things. And then the initial group I committed to getting together as quickly as January to start organizing as well.
Yep. I agree.
So for our board meeting in January, we want renewals.
Can we get both of those motions?
Yes.
And Andrea will be here to certify those.
See if we can do that, yes.
Just for my clarification, you want to do 5 and 4 combined?
Correct.
And are we looking to
continuing? Correct.
Now I have one more question.
Sure.
In November, when we're looking at the 6, at that time, can we possibly ask for some new money then as well?
You can ask for new money.
I mean, once we get through these two,
what's
that still open that possibly at that point?
Yeah, again, any election you can do that. That's a board decision that you can do.
And this chart really was, if you looked at the bottom of the recommended, I just went through and X'd them out for you so that you could see what it appeared to be would be our best time to go back on. But any of those can come off. Those are just kind of...
We're just hearing some stuff talk about how people are so psyched up now that they think that they would pass some stuff now. So, do you listen and go, the people are really standing up now saying, we want to do this as a community now. We want to put this back together. So, I'm not sure that we want to turn away from that opportunity because I really believe the community wants to turn this back around.
You know, I would like to, you know, before we do that, you know, this survey was actually pretty helpful, I thought. You know, it'd be nice to kind of touch, you know, check the oil, you know, before we put new money on there.
Right.
I mean, you know, I know my circle of people, and, you know, and what they say, but I, you know, need a little bit broader approach.
Well, and I think, you know, if these go on in May, mm-hmm. seeing the results of the renewals will be a great indication of what the community is feeling.
And really how many people come out to vote for it, to be honest with you, because it's pretty much an off. I mean, there's no primary.
Because that's, I mean, I kind of think about, because there would be an opportunity in August, wouldn't there? Because November, again, we're going to have...
The day after the election, you have to certify.
Right. So my recommendation is we go ahead and set up those meetings now, or not now, but prior to that.
So absolutely.
If you would certify that,
and
if you have to go on?
No, you can pull it back off.
Okay. So I mean, I would, I think you go ahead and certify
it. It makes sense to certify it again.
And have that opportunity.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Now I would ask though if we certified for the August as a combined continuing again, and then we decided, let's say we lost 11, we said, you know what, we just want to do it for we just want to split them up and do them separately. We couldn't do that, could we, or could we?
We could in November.
Okay, but we couldn't for August, right? Once we certify that, it's got to be certified.
If you had your board meeting the day after the vote, you would be fine.
Yeah, you could at that point. I don't know.
And that's what a lot of districts go ahead and schedule. Whatever the day the vote is, they go ahead and schedule
a meeting the next day.
And then cancel that if they pass or have it. If they don't, and you're ready to go.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Was there any other discussion on this? Did you have anything else?
I just had a couple of things I wanted to touch base with you about. I'm assuming everyone got the emails around safety plans and what we're doing with the police department and the Union County Sheriff as far as kind of they're coming in doing some assessments for us on security procedures and process and et cetera. And we're going to do a series of evaluations and then be sharing those with parents through each building because each building is going to have kind of a little bit different need than the other building. So that's in process. They're starting as quickly as this week. And parents have been notified. We did a district email to let them know about the extra presence and things like that. So we're excited to kind of see that and get that stuff in motion and get a sense of, we've asked the police department to kind of just give recommendations as well as things they think we're doing well. If one building has the best practice, so that we can share that with other buildings. But as well, you know, one topic that has come up quite a bit has been the buzzer system. Would a buzzer system be more effective than the, I call it the fishbowl that you walk into in between the two doors and then into the office? Mm-hmm. So to give us that kind of feedback, look at they're going to look at our security cameras, all of those kind of items, and give us feedback on that. So that should be happening.
Now we're going to post that on our website?
We will. And then I'll be bringing that feedback to all of you as well.
Okay.
The other thing, just to let you know, so one of the things we talked about the whole time is how are we going to restructure now that we've kind of looked at positions and we know, for example, we have this many PE teachers, this many music teachers, what's that going to look like? So those meetings are going to start in January. We're meeting with principals tomorrow, K-4. Just to kind of set up parameters and structures so that when we meet with teachers, we have some guidelines, so we're just not going in with a blank slate. So then we'll start meeting with teachers January 14th that week with music department. The week of January 21st, we'll be meeting with guidance and art. And then the week of January 28th will be PE. And so at that time, we'll be looking at our existing staff, kind of plotting out what the framework will look like from there. So how will it change? What will our different needs be? How can we make the staffing we now have work? And then we'll be communicating that back out to parents as well to give them a better sense.
Any idea how long you expect that to take, that process?
I know some groups met already informally today on their in-service day.
Oh, okay.
And had some informal discussions. So some departments have kind of a jump start on the others, but I would think by the end of February we should have a pretty good framework for what that's going to look like.
Because that impacts our scheduling for next year, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Yes. Well, Diane, when you delayed things to March, where is that falling in as far as looking at who's retiring, all of that, as to know where we're exactly standing?
So for some positions, for example, you're going to see on your January agenda, one of our nurses has already received a position somewhere else. So that would be one example of what I'm talking about. So there wouldn't be, we wouldn't be serving that person with a RIF notice anymore. She's found employment somewhere else. So that would be one that we're just going to absorb through attrition. Does that kind of make sense? So there'll be a savings for that position for the end of the year and then into next year. So I would still say March, April would still be reasonable, and we're starting to have conversations. We've had several conversations with people interested in retirement. They're making some meetings at STRS and finalizing their plans, so we should have.
Does that mean that we may have some extra money coming back if we have people that are retiring that we did not know?
Their retirement wouldn't actually be in effect until the end of the school year, to their last pay. The nurse is a different situation.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
No, but what then, I'm but saying then, is... But, yeah, we're talking about for next year, for 2014. So
right,
if they retire this year, that frees up
some monies for 2014. It'll just be position by position. So, for example, if it's not someone that can come back off the recall list, you know, it just depends. For example, if we had a first grade retirement, we'd have to look at our numbers at first grade and see if we can do without that position. My sense in looking at first grade and kindergarten numbers is we probably couldn't, and see if there's shifts K-4 that can take place, and then if there's anyone on that recall spot that can take that spot and then fall into there. So it's going to kind of depend on the position, you know, as opposed to if it were high school science or, you know, all that would be looked at on an individual basis.
And in this time, we still can't open up to look at bus routes and going to a K-8 busing?
I don't see a problem discussing it, you know? I mean, because I think as we listen to everybody, I don't think it's wrong to discuss those things and just, you know, make sure that our the reasons for our decisions are valid, or that, you know, that we think it makes sense to review it some more. I don't think it's wrong.
And really talk about our long-term goal for busing, which I think we discussed was having a redistrict possibly next year or sometime in the future that would allow us to save that money on transportation and still provide, so save additional dollars instead of just cutting the high school busing now, which, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't really going to save us much, if any, money. Mm-hmm. And going on a little bit longer term and saying, look, we're going to redistrict and get kids where they need to be and then reduce those routes at that point, which would save us a far greater amount of money. Well, we can have that discussion, I guess, but it's...
Wouldn't it save us quite a bit of money, though, if we put the middle school and grade school together? I thought we were talking about 100.
Well, if you do that, you're going to have to change the start time at every school to do that. Okay, well, that affects every student in the district. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that throws a lot of people into chaos in January, February. I mean, I guess that's a discussion for, that's what the board wants to do. I'm not really, as an individual, that's not something I would prefer to, again, to take a longer term. Again, that's just my opinion. They take a long-term vision and say, look, we're going to redistrict that. We're going to get these kids where they need to be and save the money on reducing those routes and still providing the service to get the kids to school, because that's really the first goal. You know, you can't teach them if they can't get there. So,
I think the redistricting idea is something that has needed to be done.
No question.
And I'm an example. I have a child who gets bused to Northwood, and I live within a mile of Edgewood because that's the school she's supposed to go to, which is just kind of silly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's how it's been set up. So.
And the plans to redistrict are potentially for next year?
Well, I mean, that's that's really, I mean, we've had that discussion. Well, we've had that discussion, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's part of the things on the back.
Back sheet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just afraid, you know, we're gonna change everybody's schedule, and then we're gonna turn right back around and change it again when we redistrict. You know, you got kids moving different start times, now they're moving to different schools. You know, again, as I stand here, it's my own opinion that that's not the best thing for our students, I don't think.
Well, I'm just thinking like Fairbanks, Olentangy, all of them did it when their levies didn't pass. And I know talking to Janie Lambert, you know, they did it and were very successful in saving money to put back into the teachers.
But we were told it would save $30,000 if
we don't redo the routes. If we can figure out how to do away with a couple of routes, we're over 200,000.
If you look year over year, the amount of money that Amy Morgan has been able to save the district by constantly tweaking, it's been a lot of money, hasn't it? I mean, like every year she's
cut another route or one or two routes a year, it seems.
Would it be fair if maybe next time or for a work session, I might have Amy come and show you what we're doing, and she can talk to you about the efficient. She would do it a better job at that than I would, telling you the ins and outs and what's changed over time. Because to be honest, we're running very efficient now, and she's been able to bring back some things that have been lost over time, and it's not costing any more money. Because of the strategy she's put in place with rerouting routes and the way things are running now, so I'd be happy to have her come.
I think that's a great idea. I mean, answer the board's questions, and
I think, like, if you have specific questions that send them to Diane so that you can pass those along to Amy, so she knows what we want to, you know, the kind of information that we're looking for.
Yeah, and also because I think she's been kind of keeping track of how much money she's been able to save.
Over time, she's going to be able to give you that a much better picture of what's happened and then what's by saving in different areas she's been able to bring back. At no additional money. So,
but this discussion for a longer term picture, not for something we plan on doing this year, right?
I mean, I don't see how you could do that this year.
I mean, cause
I just don't.
I keep going back to the discussions we had when we came up with the list of cuts, and we always asked, "What's the impact on students?" And we felt good that we're not having a negative impact on students by the cuts we made. And I think what you're suggesting in terms of cutting busing or something like that will impact students in a negative way.
Well, I think we're impacting them negatively, taking out what we teach them, too.
When we went through those discussions, everything that we talked about, we asked that question, and the answer was no, we're not negatively impacting them that way. So, if we can ask that same question on busing, and we can still serve the students without negatively impacting them and save money, I'm for it, but I think that's more of a longer-term discussion.
I think, too, it's important to know because, as Amy said, you know, with the renewals, we're going to have to be able to say what's going to happen with the $8 million. And so that's information we're going to need to see. So I think it actually fits right into where we are with deciding on a levy and our levy plan.
And I think we need to talk about the extracurriculars at the same time to let people know that, you know, you're looking at an increase or dissolving them. I mean, this is
reality. I would have to think if the renewals didn't pass, I mean, there would be nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, it would just be gone. I mean,
right. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about the extracurriculars, I mean, that's part of our long-term plan.
You're going to touch on, I know you were going to touch on that.
Okay, yeah. Okay, then.
Right. Well, that's the committee. Members Matt and Joe are finishing up the committee members. They're going to have their first meeting this month. Tracy will be on that committee since she's the extracurricular person from the board, and start looking at some of the things we've collected to date. For example, different school districts who have looked at naming rights for facilities, things of that nature. I'm not sure if you want to incorporate that foundation conversation into that. That would be the only question I would have, but getting a group of people together for that this month as well. So while that's taking off.
Fantastic. And you're going to put out a bullet point list after this meeting to start communicating forward, kind of as we're working that plan, you know, from our meeting in November to our meeting in March, and how we're, you know, now we're going to start talking about how the program is going
to change. We're going to meet with the principals tomorrow and from a specific day in each one of these weeks, so I want to do that and get people on board with that, and then we'll communicate.
Okay, I'm just saying, as we're working that plan forward, we kind of keep everybody kind of up to date on how that's going on.
So is that going to go out then, like on district?
That goes out
to parents?
And then up on our website. And
do we still have the Levy website?
I think we still own that domain for another.
Okay. I mean, as much information as we can get on there, I think we ought to keep that updated. I guess that's part of our committee chair people.
I saw Kenny raise his hand, so yes. So he's got.
Well, what site was it?
For the Levy. The Levy.
Oh,
website.
Got it.
Support Marysville Schools.
Yeah, Support Marysville Schools. Mm-hmm. So. Do you have any other bulleted points? You sure?
That's my list.
Okay. Was there any other discussion from the board tonight that you want to touch on? Nothing?
Is this our comment time?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I mean, you want to start?
Well, I just, you know, I still stand that we need to further investigate the busing and the extracurriculars before we make final things in March. That's just my belief, and you know, I just have to stand on it.
Fair enough. Ms. Lasser? Ms. Devine?
I think I speak for all of us when I see how, I mean, it's just been very challenging to get through this last month.
That's an excellent word for it, yes.
Yeah, but I, you know, it's just going to be so critical to get the information out and be focusing on this long-term plan. And I know that's hard for a lot of people to not want to make instant changes and, you know, impact right now what's been lost. But to have that long-term plan is, that's critical for our district.
You know, I got to tell you, if we don't have that long-term plan, we're going to have this same meeting in November next November.
Right.
Or even, you know, the following. I mean, it's just, right. we cannot work on that year-to-year mode.
And at the same time, I mean, I appreciate your concerns, Amy, and I think it's important. I think it's great that Amy's going to come and talk to us, you know, because that's, we just all need to feel comfortable with as much as we can and share the information with our community.
Well, why not bring in some, maybe a couple other board members from other areas that have gone through this and who have done it? And who have raised their extracurricular or did their busing and have been very successful. Why not also maybe include talking to somebody like maybe from Fairbanks?
You mean successful in saving money or in passing budget?
Successful in saving money to keep inside the school by doing that when their levies went down. That's, you know.
I think we should listen to what the information Amy has first, mm-hmm. because that's mm-hmm. something that I've kind of been watching, and I am constantly amazed at how much money she saves, of the ideas she gets, and then is able to implement.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying it's her. I'm saying
I know.
We would have to make a drastic, you know, I'm talking about.
Well, what I'm saying is she
everything.
Is running, I feel she is running so stinking efficiently, I don't know how much more money she could save. That's all. So maybe after she gives us the information of, you know, what she's been able to do over the time, you know, then if we want to, at a later, you know, at the next meeting or whatever, talk to some other who might have similar districts where they have to travel so far, mm-hmm. you know, that their district is so many miles.
Right. I mean, I would just be cautious on that. I mean, it's easy to say, you know, X district saved so much money doing transportation. But unless they've done the exact same things we've done building up to where we are now,
right.
you know, they may have saved it by doing the things that we have already done. And I'm not saying we shouldn't talk. I'm just saying just be cognizant of the fact that, right, that everybody is unique. Everybody says they're unique, right? So I really had no further comments. Anybody out there? I mean, I'll open it up real quick if anybody wants to make a comment to the board.
What do you want to do? I'd like to say something.
Sure.
My name's Doug Golden, a parent. Many of you know who I am. I'm a business owner as well. I'm not going to go back to the December's meeting. We all have had our experiences with that. And I appreciate the decisions you have to make, and I understand they're difficult. I have a tough time when you say the words, you looked at everything, and they didn't affect the students. You have to be careful when you choose those words, because what might affect your student or each of your students individually might not be the same that affects my student. And sometimes I think you're very cavalier up there with how you go about that. And sometimes you have to step back, especially in a meeting like December, and say, you know what, we need to regroup. Because obviously there was a room of 300 plus people all saying extracurricular activities, but yet no one wanted to say, hey, you know, we need to stop a second before we make any final decision. I understand there was a deadline. I understand you had to file something. But I caution you as you go through this to really sit back, listen to the people that have been involved in this district, listen to the community, listen to what needs happening. I respect the fact you got to put a renewal on, but you're treating us like babies. If the money needs to come, don't put it off and back us into a quarter again and give us one shot. Treat it respectfully. Treat it up front, treat it openly, and treat it with as much information as you can, bipartisan. And I think that's all that was trying to be asked the last time. Is you had to make some tough decisions. I don't agree with some of the decisions, but there are people that do agree with it. I'm not going to debate that. I mean, you made the decisions. We have to now figure out a way to get around it. But you have to treat the community as if they're they don't understand anything. It took me a very long time to understand the difference between operating levy and, you know, bond levies and the money. And I only understand it because I decided to become educated. There are people that I can go out with, and they said, well, you got an empty building. Why? They don't understand that you have to build buildings 5 years in advance for the projected growth. The growth didn't happen. Okay? I understand that. But if you don't, as an organization, stand together, come up with one decisive message, that's what we failed. You didn't have a decisive message. Nobody was out there leading the charge. I didn't even know a lot was going on. And I'm active. I know because I asked questions. I never saw anything about the levy. I don't get the newspapers. So it's great you want to do the journalism, but you have a reporter sitting right here from a free newspaper. Why are we paying to put money in a newspaper, or why are we advertising in a newspaper and giving them money that they don't even support us? They don't come, they don't take notes on the meeting. But yet they give us all the negative press. I'm not saying it's positive, negative. They have right, free press, free word. But you have someone here that I've seen in almost every meeting I've ever been to. And it's a free paper. And everybody gets it. Mm-hmm. So, to me, you're hiding. You're picking and choosing. On top of that, I also hear on another note, saying, you know, I'm part of the show choir group. Okay, obviously music's a big part of my family. It's what creates discussion around my dinner table every night. You heard my wife speak last time. You heard my daughter speak last time. Okay, I sat in the back because I'm the dad and just kind of created. But I am an active community member. I'm also a business member with my wife. And one of the things that I don't understand is you're using a law firm that's not involved in the community. You make decisions that, you know, you want to bring the community together. And you have an opportunity as a school district to support the community businesses. You need to do that. You need to figure out ways to bond. And you're not building that. You know, I heard last time we're going to use a consulting firm outside of Marysville. Are there consulting firms within Marysville that could be used and show that you can give back when you can? Because in the end, I'm the one paying the tax dollars, not that law company somewhere else. And I think you need to use my money wisely, just like you need to use your own.
Well, I'll just speak to the law firm. We put out RFPs for law firms. There were no local law firms that either could do it, and on top of that,
fine.
Did.
I mean, I'm just using it as a general.
Okay. I want to address that because we support our local businesses. I mean, we do all of our printing in town. We do. That's probably the first place we look to do now. And I know we've done business with you.
I'm just using it as a point. Is I'm just seeing that, and it's like, okay, well, you know, I don't read every RFP that goes out.
I understand.
And I'm just making a point is that those are the things that will bring this community together, is trying to go out there and say, well, why can't you do it? Or why can't you take part of it? Or can you mix it up? And I don't know all the details, and I'm not getting into the details. It's not my decision. But anyway, the other part of it is the show choir has a invitational coming up in January. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's January 26th. It's an all-day event. We have 20 schools, I don't know, 5,000-6,000 students there. And I'm inviting you personally, at my expense, I will pay for your tickets, to come to the event. I encourage you to come and see what music means to this community. Mm-hmm. And I know some of you have been there, but you very, you know, as far as they say, music doesn't affect the community, or it's not needed, or it affects very minimal students. You realize how much the music community has grown in the last 12 years? And you know that, you know, music affects people for the rest of their lives. How many people really get a football scholarship? How many people are successful as Kenny to get the opportunity to play professionally? I mean, you look at all that, and you look at athletics. Athletics is always the first thing. But there are students out there that thrive in music. There are students that thrive in there in drawing. I mean, two teachers that got cut affected my family personally, Mr. Ritchie and Mr. Alfaro. So I do take personal offense when you talk about those kind of things. When you say that, you know, you look at all the students. Because the truth is, state doesn't mandate busing for high school. Even if it's $30,000, that's one starting teacher, or close to a starting teacher. That's important. And, you know, I understand there might be reasons why you do it, but $30,000 is still $30,000. And combined with some other potential savings, you might save one teacher that affects someone. You might save a guidance counselor that would help someone, you know, because they had trust in them, or a psychologist. And you need to look at all that. And I really just think that's what's important. So anyway, I encourage you all to come to the show choir. It's a great event. You'll have a great time. And just show up whenever, and we'll make sure you take care of it.
All right, thanks.
One really quick thing. I'm Pam Klaus. I'm a president of the Choral Sisters.
And can I say one thing?
Sure.
The name you gave there in the reductions is not accurate. It's on public participation, and one of the two names you gave is not accurate. Just
okay, well, that was what I heard last time.
I just
it's fine
to want to make sure.
Diane, Jeff, we would love for you at the Invitational to present the awards or anyone else who can make it to our grand champion. So if you can make it, please let us know. We'll make sure you're on the list. And then I just, I don't know if anybody is representative from the music parent-wise on the extracurricular committee.
You will be.
Great.
We pounded out a few last names last week.
Okay.
And just so you'll hear from Joe. Actually, it's your name.
Congratulations.
As the contact, too,
sure.
If you couldn't.
We'd really would like to see representation.
I do want to say something that I really did appreciate. Everybody showed up on behalf of the show choir to talk about how important extracurriculars were to their lives, even students that already graduated. And I, in a way, wish other athletic extracurricular people would show up and do the same thing. Because, like you said, there were a lot of people that are pushing that we cut extracurriculars. And I know the word extra, they kind of key in on that and think that it just doesn't mean anything. But it's obvious when those people showed up that it's there's some things that you get out of extracurriculars you just don't get out of the classroom. So it's very important. We should be. I think this board, this governance team, is taking it very serious to try to protect those extracurricular activities. Some of the longer-term things we're looking at to try to get those costs as close to cost-neutral as possible is one of those things. So I don't think anybody here really wants to cut our show choir. So I appreciate it.
Well, but if the reduction is made as it was understood the last time, that does directly affect the show choir.
I know it affects it in terms of who, but the
opportunity is still there
for
show choir.
The opportunity is still there, but that individual has made show choir. And, you know, I can go into the supplemental contracts, and I think he's not paid fairly compared to a football coach. I mean, what makes a football coach worth more than he is? And that's not my negotiating, that's not something I'm going to negotiate. But the truth is, if you're a music teacher, you're a music teacher. You're not a football coach, you can teach English and still be around. And I don't think you're looking at the bigger scope. The same thing when you look at the levies. Okay, you know, you're going to potentially combine a 4 and a 5. What if we just said, okay, we need really 20, and I'm just talking whatever. I don't know the numbers, and I believe I'm not educated. Let's say we needed 20 mils to make us financially, you know, stable until 2015. We don't know budgets. Why don't we throw that out there as a survey? Say instead we did one big renewal, one big new money, but we didn't have to come back to you for 10 years or whatever. Would you be willing? And get rid of all these times, you know, because you forget we have to come back for a library levy. It comes up, and it's a school, and people look at it as a school levy. But we're not doing enough to educate people and get the message out properly. You know, we and I understand as volunteers, and I volunteer, and I've been out there. And I've beat the doors. I've walked.
Well, look, we're always open for ideas on how we can better communicate.
I'm just making a point: is you can't back us into one time. It's costing you. It'll cost you roughly $50,000 to do one, you know, time. Mm-hmm. With, there's no primary, nobody to split it with. Okay, so use the money effectively. Throw it out there. You know, really spend the time to educate the public. Because if you put the right message into education, which is we are a teaching institution, wouldn't that make more sense? And say, okay, well, if we don't come back, you know, every 5 years, we can come back once every 10 years now, or we can come back in 10 years from now because we decided to bring all the values current. Would that make sense to us? No, just think about what we've got and live for the 1 year.
Actually, we're not. The plan we put together is more of a 3 to 5 year plan, which is, and we can't. It's hard to do more than 5 years on, you know, based on our state budget. But this is probably the first time I've been on this board that we're planning more than 1 year out. We're planning 3 to 5 years out. We have to. I don't want to have another meeting like we had in December again. I mean, I don't want to put our community through that. I certainly don't want to sit through that, and it's not fair to our students to have to do that. So what we're doing now is looking 3 to 5 years ahead, and that's what we're shooting for. And so I would just take issue with the fact that if you think we're being short-sighted, we're not.
I'm not saying that you are.
I'm not saying that defensively. I'm saying that more. Look, I mean, that's that. When we sat down to talk, and when we started talking in August, we're playing the long game, and we have to. And then these reductions, you know, the reductions as they were selected, holy cow. Play into that. You know, we have to adjust to what the state's doing. You know, we have curriculum changes. We have all kinds of different things that we need to do, and we have a selective resource to do it, and we have a years ahead of us that we have to pay for. So if $30,000 saves us one half teacher, it may save us one half teacher this year, but how are we going to pay for that new teacher next year when that savings is gone? All right, then we got to reduce again. So that doesn't seem to me to be a very smart way to budget your money. When in fact, if you can build in, you have a cash policy that we do not have. I mean, if I'm looking at next year and we don't get, you know, I don't know what it was, but $300,000 for next year on the end of our forecast, that's not very fiscally responsible to you, the business owner and the taxpayer in this district, right? I mean, you're expecting us to play a longer term, you know, game and have a longer plan. Well, that's what this is. That's what this plan looks like based on what we're responsible for our students. And that's, I mean, you can probably explain it a lot better than I can, but I'm just.
That's one thing we've been talking about ever since I came in. You know, how can, you're right, we had one chance. I walked in and we had the discussion and that we needed the money. There was no choice. And the thought then was, if we ask for what we think will pass, we have a better option of passing it now because maybe people haven't bounced back from the dive in the economy or don't have the same job they had before, even though they may be employed now. But the whole time we entertain the conversation of we've got to get off the idea of getting through 1 year and look 5 years out. So when you employ a new teacher, that cost over time and benefits and everything, instead of just trying to piecemeal, I guess, which is kind of it's been a struggle to make that shift a little bit and leave that, but it's the right shift to make in the long term. It just, to be quite honest, things right now, it's rough on everyone till we can get there, so.
And I think, you know, the other thing that's not real public is just the fact that we're not looking just at the operating funds, but we're looking at the bond fund, we're looking at the permanent improvement, and, you know, there were issues in pretty much all those areas. We refinanced the bonds, we've saved $1.9 million by doing that, and that's just one batch. We've got another batch that we're going to refinance, and, you know, we've been supplementing bonds with permanent improvement money. We are, you know, we've got a plan to stop doing that so that our permanent improvement money can go towards our textbooks that we're going to need with the new, you know, curriculum changes. And so, you know, so, I mean, I think we're really trying to look at everything and look at it long term. And again, that's a hardship for a lot of people. You know, when we're Americans, we want instant gratification, and when you don't get instant gratification, it's painful. And we're going through that pain right now.
Yeah, and again, I think we're committed to trying to communicate that better. And I, you know, any ideas you have on how to communicate better,
we've all been there. Anybody in a booster group knows how difficult it is to communicate.
It is, but we're committed to doing anywhere. better and better. That's all we can do. So. And I know Kenny's going to take the charge with Chris, and they're going to pound out that levy campaign like we've never seen, I'm sure.
Well, if I could, my name is Christian Hanger, if I could just say that, you know, I think this school board is doing a great job, and, you know, it's an awful time. It just is. And, you know, Doug, I worked, and all of us did on the levy campaign, and there were really bad messages to try to overcome, you know, the empty school buildings, things like extracurriculars, which, you know, frankly, I think many in the community just don't understand. They didn't have them when they were growing up, and they, when times were tough, they, if you look at, I think, how people rank priorities, those coming lower, and people had to make choices. And, you know, combine all that with the presidential year and the turnout that came from that. And I think a school board coming in and having to make changes that haven't been made in the past and having a short window. And, you know, I think we pulled together and we did a good job. I know that things can always be done better, and that would be the goal. And we absolutely would love your help. You know, we definitely need help communicating, although I will say that I think the school board, and particularly the superintendent, is doing a fantastic job of communicating. As a parent, I think I've gotten more communication this past year than I have in a long time. So I feel like, you know, things are looking better. There's a hole, and we'll dig our way out of it. But we need your help. We need a lot of help from the community. And definitely look at ways to communicate. We try to do everything locally on the campaign. We did a lot of work with This Week. We did a lot of work with the Journal Tribune. We did a lot of printing, I think all of the printing locally. But there are better things we know we can do, and come see us. We'd love your help. Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Was there anybody else wants to address the board before we adjourn?
It's a football game going on.
I know.
That's it. You geared up. I see that.
Look at your snacks.
Yeah. All right. Well, if there's no further discussion, then I need a motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Last
yes.
Yes.
Okay, we are adjourned.